When June's over, we delete our rainbow logo again.
Dubfod goes hard.
See you later, popcorn bitch.
Those 7 days have almost passed.
The wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Come and revel in the carnival-like proceedings.
Hey, it's Drunkard STL on Twitter.
Hold on to your fucking hats, everybody.
WFOD.
Kids, I never heard of that.
Hello.
Yeah, it's 2 weeks in a row that I started talking without turning my mic up. Travis? Guys, hello and welcome to this thing we call the Dub Pod. My name is Mike. I am joined by my good friend, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Hello.
And Travis, we have a very special guest this evening.
One of the most special.
From the Po' Boy podcast, Mr. Jody B. is here. Hello, Jody. Jody, the black light thing you got going on, it's festive. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. Travis, we have been dealing with difficulties as of late. What I can tell you is that the chat room says, I can hear Drunk, which is a good sign because Drunk is not here. So why they're saying I can hear Drunk, I don't know, Travis. I have no idea.
That's a new one that they're hearing broadcast from last week.
Nope. I think I got it. I think it's because I'm breathing heavily. I'm not as heavy as Drunk, but I still sound like I'm snoring when I'm just sitting here watching you guys on screen. So that might be it. Sorry, guys.
The phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Travis, there's a lot to discuss. Something interesting that happened last week after... The mics went off, Travis. Drunk said to me,
Mike, you know I'm going to be off the next 2 weeks, so you have 2 weeks to figure out what you're putting in my mouth.
He wants us to put things in his mouth. He volunteered for it. He reminded me, Mike, it's time to put stuff in my mouth. It's been too long.
Yeah, He requested it, and I believe that it was at the beckoning of personal friends and family of his that say, you know, it's been a while since your segment popped up where they shove random Dollar Tree items in your mouth. You should talk to them about getting that back on.
And see, Travis, that what you just said there, the random Dollar Tree thing, I think that we have to figure out why he's so good at this. You know, like, people adapt. They figure out ways to improve. I mean, like pitchers at this point, you can't hit them because they just keep figuring out different ways to hold that goddamn ball so that they can throw it funny and people can't hit it. And so when you say random Dollar Tree items, he has that in the back of his mind the whole time. Mike's just going and buying random Dollar Tree things. What do they sell at Dollar Tree?
And I feel like probably what is happening is that If you're at a Dollar Tree in the greater St. Louis area and surrounding counties, if you've purchased something at a Dollar Tree, there's a good chance that just while grazing through the aisles, Drunkard is testing his abilities by just shoving random Dollar Tree items in his mouth in passing to perfect his craft.
I like that. I think it's exactly what's happening.
Jody, what
he's
I did...
He's licking random shit at the dollar store.
I threw it out there to a couple listeners of ours. I said, hey, guys, you know, I'm going to give you a unique opportunity. It's going to be a few weeks, but Drunk wants us to put things in his mouth. Maybe, you guys could pick the items and send them to me. I want you to go buy the things and mail them to me. Because Drunk, he's got my flow. He knows my game. That, and he knows the local items. And so I suggested it to a couple of people.
Go to a different store. Is that not an option? You can't go to a Five Below or something like that?
Yeah, you got a Big Lots around there?
Did you find some cheap shit at Big Lots to shove in his mouth?
I just thought that maybe that's the problem all this time. Maybe Drunk's not even good at this. Maybe I'm bad at it. That's something that I hadn't considered.
It's just been happening for so long that maybe he's just attuned to what your mindset from week to week. So he figures if you're going to the Dollar Tree, he's got a good idea on what you might pick up based on season. Like I said, your attitude on any given week, maybe he's got you figured out and not the items.
So
I have an idea.
Maybe what you're suggesting, Travis, is that I find a different way to hold the ball.
Or pass it. What is your idea, Jody?
I think go to PetSmart, switch it up. And then there's probably a whole bunch of fun shit in there you could find that would be interesting textures. And maybe you could stuff some guinea pig food in his mouth or something.
Most of it squeaks, though, I would imagine. So he says squeaky toy.
Don't you have don't your dogs eat those thin chew sticks or something where you could shove a doggy chew stick in his mouth that they can actually eat, chew on?
The fish department where you can go pick out little plants or weird little pirate chests and stuff.
Shannon said,
A replica of SpongeBob's house that goes in a fish tank.
Go to the butcher and get a cow's tongue. I was like, shut up.
Shannon. That's a lot. That's a little much.
Yeah. Why would you ever do that?
Shut up.
You have to cook it first. You fucking barbarian.
Yeah. Why don't you grab some raw chicken breast and shove that in his mouth?
Let's give Drunk salmonella.
I mean, he's not going to notice, right? I put my dick in your mouth, Drunk. This was all led up to this.
We're not even recording right now.
Jody, you went dark, right? You've been off the grid for the last couple of days. Has it been rough on you?
It has. I can't get any of my thoughts out, and it's driving me a little bit crazy.
Are you writing them down on pen and paper? Jody, is it glitching? What's going on?
No, I broke my phone. Travis, you broke a smartphone yet and had the pain of having to just make it work and deal with it?
No.
Yeah, I'm a deal with it kind of guy. I always have been. I won't go get the new shit. I'll just the charger cord doesn't work anymore. Well, maybe if you turn it this way and tuck it underneath the fucking thing and stick it against the wall.
Mine is the same way. My phone refuses to charge in the chargers that it's been charging on for, I believe, the 6+ years that I've owned this phone. Yeah. It just refuses to, unless, like you said, you do a little jiggling and then prop the phone up a certain way over the cord. And then even then, it doesn't do fast charge anymore. I believe I had my phone plugged in the other day for hours, and I think it maybe gave me an extra 15%. So I guess I'm right along there with you.
It's one of those things, man. You don't realize how much of a pain in the ass it is till it's not working right. And it's I could go get it fixed, but I don't know. The screen's not reacting. It's a touchscreen phone. So now it just thinks that something's touching it all the time. So I have to run my finger across it to get it to recognize that I'm touching it. And then I don't know. It's annoying. So I don't know anything. Has anything fun happened in the last week, guys? Anything
new? If only our ladies could do that, right? They were always feeling like they were being touched, and then you have to rub your fingers along them to realize that you were actually touching them.
Just shake them out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Jody, actually, some stuff has happened. Did you see that that sprinter gal with the orange hair? She got kicked out of the Olympics.
Didn't she set a world record in the fucking qualifier or something?
Yeah, but they did drug tests. They found out that she was smoking marijuana. And they said, hey, you can't smoke marijuana and be in the Olympics.
Did they do this? They did this drug test after she placed?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, they did the drug test, and they're like, wait.
Maybe they did it before. I bet it was like one of those. Like, usually they test you before, then they let you do your thing, and then so after they can be like, aha, you failed for testosterone or whatever after you already win, I guess. That
seems ridiculous.
I feel like if they were really racist, they would have drug tested her before, right?
You would certainly think so. Hey, you got to get out of here.
Fire-haired broad to get out here and start running around the track. She might set a record.
Yeah, they wait for her to race. That way, if she doesn't do well, then they can just be like, oh, yeah, her drug test is fine. But if she did really well, then they can be like, no, you're out.
The whole internet has been a buzz about this gal not being able to be in the Olympics because she tested. And they're saying, oh, it's racist because, you know, of course it is, right? But it's weird to me. I mean, like, we knew that marijuana was on the banned list, right? I mean, like, they didn't sneak that up on her. I mean, she knew that she couldn't do it, and she did it, right? Yeah. So, tough shit.
God damn it.
I mean,
you're gonna make me take this stand with logic, and I fucking hate it when you do this.
Here's the thing, Jody.
Like, you're right. You're right.
If you want to take weed off the list, I'll listen to that. But take it off the list first. Like, you take it off the list, then we can say, oh, well, she smoked weed. Who cares? But it's on the list. Like, she knows it's on the list.
Yeah, you can't decide to change the rules that are in place after it doesn't go in your favor.
right, you have
to do it beforehand.
He said, like, oh, well, this gal should be able to smoke weed.
And being like, it should be faster in
sure.
this neighborhood. Yeah. 70 instead of 75.
And instead of going to town council meetings and trying to petition them to raise the speed limit, you just speed and then at your hearing say, well, that's, you know, that's wrong. Let's
change. Speed limit should be 70 in all neighborhoods.
Right. Yeah, so if this opens the dialogue to be like, hey, guys, we should take weed off the list, good. But I mean, like, we don't need to talk about this gal because she broke the fucking rules that are in place. Sorry.
I thought Michael Phelps got in trouble for this shit the other day. Whenever he won like 8 gold medals, didn't he get in trouble for smoking weed, or was it that other guy? One of them got in trouble for shit.
It was Phelps, but wasn't it after the fact that they found out he was partaking in the devil's lettuce?
I thought
that was after.
Didn't somebody take a picture of him at a party or something?
That's what it was.
I think that's what it was.
Yep, Olympic gold medalist Michael Phelps seen at a party way after the Olympics.
Right.
Token some weed.
Yeah. Right.
And I know I'm copying the late, great Greg Giraldo, but could you imagine the bong hits that Michael Phelps would rip?
Yeah.
Right. He's a fucking Olympic level swimmer. I don't know.
Oh, the lung capacity.
Doesn't he just have weird feet? Isn't that what they said? He's got weird feet.
He's got weird feet. He's got a weird face too. If you want to really go into distinguishing characteristics of Michael
Phelps, does his face help him swim? Travis is the question.
He's got like a weird Tony Robbins face, but like morphed into like in like a funhouse mirror kind of style.
Yeah.
What kind of weird face? Are you saying he looks kind of downsy? Is that what you're saying?
No,
he's big fucking.
Kind of looks like a mongoloid man. Is that what you're saying,
Mike?
Travis, what are you saying?
I just said he looks like Tony Robbins, but in a funhouse.
Yeah, Tony Robbins. He looks a little mongoloidy, doesn't he? He's got that kind of look. You know what I'm saying?
You can't say that anymore.
What, mongoloid? Jody, you keep up with this stuff. Is mongoloid on the list?
Sorry. I'm sorry, guys. Gonna sit back and watch.
And Travis, we totally
were you talking that whole time, Mike?
Oh, did I go away? Why am I going away now, Travis? It's weird that I'm going away,
but it's pretty consistent.
Bet they don't have these kind of problems on Zoom.
Whatever we do is the wrong thing, right?
Deep breath.
Part of the problem.
Two claps and a Ric Flair.
Woo!
I'm not hardwired, Travis. That's part of the problem. I can't be doing all this stuff without the Wi-Fi. You know what I'm saying? Got to get that Wi-Fi.
Mike, that was your cue to go.
Mike, you're supposed to talk now.
Mike.
Are you guys doing a bit?
Were you just talking?
I've been talking the whole time. You guys doing a bit about how old can't hear old Mike.
No, I for real thought I was stepping on you because I would just catch the end of what you were saying. I thought you were starting to talk. So I was like, oh, shit. And then everything went quiet. And yeah, I guess you might have been talking the whole time.
Travis,
I didn't hear you.
Weird thing. We totally missed the guy who got swallowed by the whale. That happened a couple weeks ago. The guy got swallowed by the whale and we missed it.
Yeah, I didn't do anything that time, Travis. I'm recording this too on my end, so if he wants to call bullshit, I can play it back to him and go, nah, dude, you just went away.
The second time he said it's been a couple of weeks and then instantly disappeared.
Been around the world and I've been player hating. I don't know why.
Hey, Mike.
Why they caught us fading? I don't know why they hate us. Is it a ladies driving Mercedes? Baby, baby.
Now he's just going to sing.
I like it. Listen to Mike sing fucking. Is that Biggie Smalls?
That's not. Was that Beck?
I don't know.
Guys. Well, it's been a couple of weeks, Travis.
No, just, don't say that.
Just so that you know, at no point have you guys cut out. So every time you're not hearing me, I'm still hearing you for some reason.
Oh, okay.
That's typically how it works when I cut out, too, is that I cut out and then I can hear you say Travis over and over again.
Travis?
Have you tried unplugging it and plugging it back in?
Please turn down your radio collar.
See, but I'm never gone from here.
He's never gone. That's the whole point.
Mike's going to get pissed if we keep doing this.
You guys are doing a bit.
Nope.
I just started just now. He's going to think that we're legit doing a bit. He's going to get mad. It's like, I'm sorry. We're just waiting for the noise to come out and then no noise. And then I look at Travis's face to see if his eyebrows are still moving and shit. And I go, he's still there.
So
anything else happen?
I'll hardwire this week. And we'll.
So what's with the whale guy?
He got it in a whale's mouth.
Why?
He was a lobster diver. And they put him, he went in a whale's mouth. And it's funny because the story seems to be that everybody thinks he's lying, Travis. They think that the whale man, he's lying.
Sure.
Did he just come back from the ocean and just claim to have been in a whale's mouth?
Well, there's not like a video or pictures or anything. He just said, dude, I totally went in this whale's mouth. And then the whale spit me out.
Of course nobody believes him.
What kind of a whale, though?
It was a humpback whale, Jody. I think those are big.
Yeah, last time I was on a boat on the ocean, I fucked a mermaid.
See, but all the news things, they're going and asking the doctors. They're saying, shouldn't he be more hurt? And the doctors, oh, yeah, man. He should be way more hurt than he is.
I don't think whales eat people, though. Like, that's not... Well, whales eat, like, plants and stuff.
Eat him. Like, it was out just fucking around with his mouth open and swam past this guy, and it went in his mouth. And then the whale spit him back out. And then he swam to shore and said, guys, went in this whale's mouth. Well, I got clips.
First of all, this is not your first near-death experience. You were on a plane crash with fatalities. You have been face-to-face with great white sharks. You discovered a body in the ocean. You've been through a lot of stuff.
I have.
You might be bad luck, actually, Josiah. You might want to be careful. And then last week, you were swallowed by a whale.
I wasn't swallowed, Jimmy. I was in his mouth.
Well,
let's get that straight.
I got a show to do, and I'm going with swallowed.
But all the news people are saying, oh, yeah, this guy's making it up because he wasn't hurt enough.
That's a lot of things to have claimed to have been a part of that Jimmy Kimmel just listed off.
Can I say, though, that's my favorite, a near-death experience, in that he was on a plane where people died close by? That's pretty good.
that's a good one, yeah.
That's not what he meant, but it's just, yeah, I like that.
Travis, what's your favorite near-death experience? Like, if you could pick one.
I think my favorite near-death experience is that time that I safely drove over a bridge.
Oh, and the bridge didn't collapse?
Right.
But it could have.
Possibly somebody on that same bridge at some other time died.
It's pretty good. My favorite near-death experience is when I heard about some lady that got ran over by a train, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that fucking sucks.
Yeah, you might be bad luck, Jody.
Might be bad luck. You might be bad luck. I
talked about the getting shot on here, Mike?
Did I ever make that shot in the face?
I don't think I've ever talked about that because you gave me so much shit about it back in the day. I don't think I've ever even mentioned it once on here.
That you got shot in the face?
Yeah.
Your cousin shot you.
With his penis?
Yeah, with a penis right in the mouth, right in the chops. God, it was Superman, yeah. Actually. Travis, Superman shoots crazy loads, and it actually went through my face.
Joe, just so you know, fucking Travis just nailed you. He's doing a victory lap right now. He's proud of himself.
You got me? Is it like a D's nuts?
Oh, God, that was such a roast. God, look at it. Look at him over there doing his little dance. See, because what he's implying is that you're homosexual. And
did he just do a Thriller dance? I think he did a Thriller dance.
A man took out his penis and, like, ejaculated on you. Wow. I mean,
it's neither here nor there. I thought it was okay. It was well-timed, at least. Like, dropped a bomb in my lap. I might be a little offended right now.
Can we even recover from that?
I don't know, man.
All right, now that you've gotten your composure after that sweet, sweet burn, I'll let you tell your story.
I don't need to tell a story. I used to be a Mike guy. I think I'm starting to be a Travis guy.
Because he's so vicious.
That's all it takes is something like that. Cheers.
The albino alligator. He fucking bites back.
It's no shit, man. Wow. So, Jody, you weren't shot in the face with a penis. It was a shotgun. Oh.
No, it was a hunting rifle. Like a very big, high caliber hunting rifle from really, really close.
And it hurt, probably, right?
No, didn't feel a thing. Oh.
Is that because you were in shock?
Yes.
Jody, did you see a light, Jody? Did you see like an afterlife?
Nope.
Did you see a light from the barrel of the gun?
Maybe. There was a flash and a little white light kind of thing, but it wasn't like a heavenly light. It was more like a fade to white, like a wing, like on a video game.
Jody,
and then all of a sudden it was back to normal.
In your lifetime.
Morissette didn't say, come with me.
Have you ever considered that like you have the battle scars, you have the X-rays, and
I start making shit up?
If you saw a light and like an afterlife, that would be way better for you, like in a lot of ways.
I know. You think I don't know that?
Public speaking engagements?
You have received the gift, and now you can talk to spirits on the other side.
Nope. Never happened, not once. Now all I get to do is make nine finger jokes. That was pretty good.
I don't think that you're picking up what we're putting down here.
And now it wouldn't be a surprise if you could talk to others who are stuck in purgatory.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know what? I've never actually tried. Should I try now?
Oh.
I'm going to try now.
You see anything?
Hello, spirits.
You need to close your eyes, Jody. Your eyes are open. Close your eyes.
Okay.
And just imagine you're opening a door.
Open a door? Okay.
Who's on the other side of the door, Jody?
I see an old man.
Ooh.
He's tiny.
He's like short. He's a short
man.
Old man.
Is he a short old man?
Does he see you?
Wave to him, Jody. Give him a little wave.
Not physically, in your mind.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
See, I'm waving, and he bowed.
Oh, he bowed.
Is he an Asian man too?
Hold on. It's clearing out here. I think I see Pat Morita.
Is he in a circle? Is he gearing up in fighting stance?
Travis, is Pat Morita dead?
for years, man.
Oh, okay.
Oddly enough,
we had a Stacey Keach situation.
Speaking to me, but I don't understand him.
Jody, you need to work on this. I think this could be like really good for you. I mean, like you're not a wealthy man. You do the Po' Boys podcast. You need, but that's about sandwiches, though, right?
You think I could go to the T-Mobile store and then like be like, I don't know if you know this, but I almost died once, and your Nana says that you should give me a new phone for free.
It ain't cool to go to the doctor to smoke your Newport cigarette. It ain't cool to go to the doctor to smoke your Newport cigarette.
Schools out. What the fuck?
Hi, I'm Dan Ferraro, and I'm listening to WFOD.
Man, church was great today. Really moving.
Yeah, it was really powerful stuff.
Looking forward to movie night coming up. I got to pick last time. Do you have one picked out?
Wow, well, I mean, some of my favorite movies are like Braveheart and Last of the Mohicans. Ooh, and Gladiator.
Gladiator? What's that?
Oh, man, you haven't seen Gladiator? Well, you're going to have to check that one out. You order it up and we'll watch it Friday.
Okay, I will.
3 weeks later.
I got the movie you wanted to watch.
Wow, that's really great, babe. Put it in and get ready for a cinematic experience like no other.
Oh my God, Robert, what is that?
Eat my ass, baby. Eat that shit.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Let me see that box. Dear. You got glad he ate her.
What?
Strange Label Radio. We'll fuck your ears with funny.
Thank you.
Guys, welcome back. Phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Travis.
Yeah.
My wife and I, we went and saw the ninth installment of the Fast and the Furious franchise the other day.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. It's pretty great, Travis. About halfway through the movie, my wife, she leaned over to me and she said, you know, this is really silly.
Has she not seen any of the other Fast and the Furious movies from the last 10 years?
No, I mean, she's seen them all. She loves them. But she said it's really silly, to which I said, yeah, of course. Of course
they've been serious. They've been silly since they started jumping cars from skyscraper to skyscraper, and even maybe before that.
Travis, I'm not spoiling anything by telling you this because it's in the movie trailer. But at one point, Vin Diesel drives his car off a cliff and manages to get his tire tangled up in a rope. And then he Georgia the jungles across the cliff and lands safely like on the other side of like a canyon.
Oh, so after he has traversed the negative space, then the vine or rope or whatever comes undone?
No, he like zooped up and landed him safely like on another cliff on the other side.
Like Spider-Man.
Yeah, yeah, he did Spider-Man.
He was still he was still attached to that rope or vine or whatever, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like it didn't launch him over there. It was just something he hooked onto and then landed it.
Because the Fast and the Furious movies, really, they're like a child playing with matchbox cars.
Sure.
So, like,
that's a really good analogy.
If I was choreographing this motion picture, he would have got stuck on that. And at the peak of that swing, he would have come unattached from that rope slash vine and then landed on the other side, skidding sideways to safety.
You know what there should be?
A plane.
Is there should be a cut of the movie with just like kids going, you know, like making noises like that?
I like it. That should be, they're editing their fucking $1 billion editing bay. It's just two kids rolling a fucking car.
They've essentially done it like when Vin Diesel and Paul Walker drove their car off of the moving train, off the bridge, and jumped out of the car as it was falling from the sky. That is something that I did when I was a kid where, you know, you would take that car and then you would jump it over a canyon or something. The guy, you know, the quote unquote guy that probably wasn't, you know, whether you were using action figures or not, would then jump out of the car in midair. Sure. While the car exploded behind him, he would land perfectly into a roll and automatically start martial arts fighting the bad guy on the other side.
But or finger and chicks.
The really interesting thing in this movie, it's been in a lot of the Fast and the Furious movies, is like people can fall off of things, and as long as they like land on the hood of a car, they're safe.
That's Fast and the Furious physics.
Like they catch people on the hoods of their car, and as long as like they land on the hood of the car, they're okay.
Remember when Jason Statham first showed up and fought The Rock, and then The Rock grabbed Gal Gadot and jumped out the window? They just landed on the hood of a car like 10 stories down, and they were completely fine.
Travis. Gal Gadot.
Like, it's crazy.
Died.
You guys are silly.
In like Fast and the Furious 5. But there was another gal, like a Mexican gal, that Dom had a baby with. That was not Gal Gadot. That was a different gal.
Gal Gadot is Israeli, not Mexican.
No. Mike. The Mexican gal didn't die. Gal Gadot did. Han was holding her on the wing of the plane, and she fell off, and she died, Travis.
Yeah, then The Rock caught her and fell into a car's windshield.
Didn't
The Rock bottomed her.
Well, actually, I mean, like, Han's back in this one, Travis, so like they all cheat death. Gal Gadot might still be alive.
Spoiler!
Well, it was in the trailer.
Spoiler.
Yeah, no, Han was
so
in a
like
car.
Like Expendables now? Are they just pulling people out of retirement to be in Fast and the Furious movies? Like, are there any new faces that show up? Maybe
every
old Han?
Every character so far that has died in Fast and the Furious has come back, with the exception of the Paul dearly Walker. Departed Paul Walker.
Yeah.
Paul Walker,
he'll make a return.
Travis appearance. Doesn't die. Still alive in the movies.
CGI Paul Walker?
No, I mean, they just like say, oh, yeah, Brian's over. We'll talk to you later.
Holy shit, guys. Hold on.
See you, Brian.
Hold on. So, like, I wonder if they could do that. You know how they've been, like, editing, like, Tig Notaro in over Chris D'Elia, and they still put Stan Lee in fucking Marvel movies? Like, I wonder if they really wanted to do it. They could probably cameo Paul Walker a few more times. Like, that'll happen.
Carrie Fisher was dead when they made Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker. Sure. Yet her character was in a good three quarters of that movie, where it was just like taking existing footage and just like having the actors play off of nothing.
Well,
so
Philip Seymour
Paul
Hoffman
Walker could be in one.
Died before like the last two Hunger Games movies, and they just CGI'd his ass in there. They've been doing that for years.
Yeah, if right. There can be a Tupac hologram, that there can be a Paul Walker return in Fast and the Furious 10.
I'm calling it. Yeah. What number are they on now? Nine, you said? I bet that'll be a gimmick for 10 or 11. It would have to be. It's like only in the trailer. It's just a picture of Paul Walker getting out of a fucking car, and everybody's going to be like,
what is it? They'll save that for the very last one.
They just say,
in The Rock.
Brian, why are you wearing a mask? And he's like, oh, you know, I'm sick. I don't want to get you guys sick.
So they've brought in all of the people you'd think they'd bring in, right? They brought in The Rock. They brought in Statham. Kurt Russell's in there. They brought in John Cena then, which I don't think I've even seen the poorly titled Fate of the Furious. I think 7 was the last one I saw. But is there is there another wrestler or something that pops up in this one or gets teased? Like, are you know, because every character that comes into this franchise is first the big bad and enemy of the Fast and the Furious family, and then the next movie, they're all best friends and working on the same crew.
They're not like friends, Punk. Travis. They're family.
Family, right. It's all about family.
I feel like it might be Bill Goldberg.
Maybe Stone Cold Steve Austin will show up, start racing cars around the track, and then
Mike, you didn't tell me Rock. Stone Cold was going to be on the show.
Oh, God. I'm racing a race car. I don't have a race car. I got a monster truck. My wife's got another black eye. I don't know how that happened. Stone Cold says you landed on my hood, so you're fine.
Right?
Yeah, that's he would just go around just Stone Cold stunning people and like
ripping your goddamn neck out. Plow.
I'm up for it. Maybe I'll get into the Fast and the Furious at number 10. I'll just work back.
Travis, in Fast 9, they do go to space.
Already went to space?
Yes. They went
They're
to
supposed
space.
To save that for 10.
In a car, they went to space because it was part of their mission. So now that's checked off.
Elon Musk did take a car to space too, so I guess that's...
They've destroyed submarines. They've done it all, Travis. I can't think of what they're going to do in these last... I mean, they've done trains. What have they not done yet?
They've towed safes through downtown Miami. They've jumped from skyscraper to skyscraper. They've parachuted cars. They've jumped bridges and then jumped out of cars and grabbed a gal in midair and landed on a hood just fine. No, I don't know. I would imagine that the filmmakers behind the franchise, I would imagine, would probably just go to their grandkids and just dump a big box of Hot Wheels on the ground and say,
see what crazy
play.
Shit they do.
Yeah. Figure it out.
Do some.
It's like a nanny cam sitting up in their kid's playroom. Just being like, oh, that we could probably pull that off with CGI.
Maybe more space cars. It'd just be like any other, you know, like how the Fifth Element or Back to the Future, like with just cars whipping around in space, just bumping each other.
They did planes, Travis, because plane is what Gal Gadot fell off of when she died.
Yep, when she landed on the car's windshield and lived for the rest of the franchise.
They did
motorcycles.
They had like B footage of Gal Gadot that they brought up in this one. Like she makes a cameo, I think, probably just like remembering old stuff, which I think is just saying like, hey guys,
don't know if you remember this, but like before she was Wonder Woman, she was in these Fast and the Furious movies. So like maybe go back and get the Criterion collection. I think that's the only reason.
Criterion collection of Fast and the Furious.
I think that's the only reason to have done it.
I can't wait until this franchise is wrapped and they, and like Shout Factory puts out like a 15 disc set of all of the Fast and the Furious movies with extra bonus features and shit. That is going to be some top notch movie collecting.
Just interviews with Vin Diesel from Number Two. It's like, I don't know why I wasn't involved in this, that, or the other. Like, looking back, I realized it was a mistake.
Yeah. Guess what? Look how poorly that one did and how the fans don't love it, but they love everyone after that.
Turns out that people get what they want.
How do you wrap this franchise up, Travis? Do you think in 11, Michelle Rodriguez gets out of the shower and says, man, I had a crazy dream last night? And that's how you end the whole thing? What do you do? Do they all die?
It's Fast and the Furious, like 14. No, let's make it 13. Unlucky 13. The movie starts. It's all about family. One last job to protect their family. 25 minutes to a half hour recruiting people, coming up with the plan and infiltrating things they need to infiltrate. Now, all of a sudden, they got another secret government agency on their side to help them try to take down whatever. And as soon as the mission starts, they're on a transport ready to go. They're being taken to the cars that they're going to use, and the transport explodes. Bad guy wins. Movie's over.
That's what happens in MacGruber.
Yep. Except MacGruber lives.
MacGruber goes around and
yeah,
gets a whole MacGruber team survived. Together.
In this one, the only person that is going to survive is, what is that, Tyrese Gibson?
Oh, Tyrese He's the survives. Only one. And then what does he do?
He goes home.
Just goes home? That's it?
Yeah. He's like, oh, shit.
It was a long day.
This is a bummer. My whole team's dead.
Better go see my niece play soccer. She got a match this afternoon.
And then do you just make additional Tyrese movies that go straight to DVD where he does like little bitty adventures, or are we just done?
Yeah, like absolutely. Like they don't have a babysitter for their kid, and he's on like a mission to try to find somebody to watch the kid. So it's like an hour and a half of him going through Angie's List trying to find babysitters and shit. That could be one.
And then one of the babysitters that he picks recognizes him from one of his various heists.
Oh, yeah. I was in the diner when you crashed the safe through it in Miami.
Killed my dad.
You've killed my father. Yeah, I like it.
I like it, too. But that's the end. Nothing. There's no repercussions.
Yeah,
I like your idea first. Like, they can probably milk another 5 out of it. I think they should stop in the 14, 15 and just call it Fast Teen or, you know, something like that. Like, a real catchy, this is it. And then round it off. And like you said, put out the fucking the mogul set with all of them gold-plated fucking.
Yeah. And then like, 5 years after the last one, they just released them all in AMC theaters as, like, a marathon.
Yeah.
See how many people can actually sit through all 13, 14 movies in a row.
So they haven't done a monorail yet. Like they stop a monorail with cars, which they still need to do. They haven't done anything with like horse riding. They should ride horses or like chase people riding horses.
As the engines are dying in their car, there's a horse and they jump off the hood of their car onto a horse to continue the pursuit.
What about a prequel, Travis, where the Fast and the Furious people go way back to like their ancestors on like horses and buggies and stuff? And like,
I'm glad he stopped talking. What about a prequel, Travis, with the Fast and the Furious?
But yeah, Jody, what do you think about a prequel? What's your prequel idea?
I say bumper cars. That'd be pretty sick.
No, horse and buggies, you guys. Horse and buggies.
There you are.
Oh, okay.
Horse and buggies. That's not bad.
They were cowboy hats.
Cars. I don't know if you heard that.
What we need to do is go back Fast
and the Furious. Like strollers?
Yeah, like Muppet Babies, but Fast and the Furious with Dom and Gal Gadot. But Paul Walker can't be in it because they didn't meet until Well, maybe they did meet. Maybe they did meet when they were babies and they don't remember.
This is the new universe. Yeah, they went to daycare together and they're like the Rugrats, but they all like to race cars.
Yeah, they retconned Lex Luthor and Clark Kent's relationship in later issues of miniseries and whatnot of Superman. They could absolutely do it where like Vin Diesel and Paul Walker went to the same daycare and grew up together, but they didn't know that you were Paul Walker and you were Vin Diesel.
We're making dreams come true.
Furious babies.
Babies. I like
it. We're faster than you.
Woo-hoo.
Now you kids, make sure you don't get too fast and furious while I'm out making your lunch.
And then they do the voices of them, right? Like in the Look Who's Talking.
And then they pull out their Matchbox cars and they fucking run around the rooms and up the walls.
And that's the last movie, is that these people never were old. They've been toddlers the entire time, playing in a nursery at a daycare with Matchbox cars.
And everybody gets paid.
That's how you wrap it all up, Travis. It's pretty good.
Wrap up. See, let's wait and see what happens when these babies actually grow up to be adults.
And then the cycle just starts over with like a new multiverse of different Fast and Furious people.
Yep, except every time they try to do a Fast and the Furious thing from the Fast and Furious movies, they die because it's not physically possible.
Like when you try to catch your buddy on the hood of your car and like
he just
dies.
His head just explodes into the windshield.
For sure.
It fucking falls
off. You
at least
dislocate your shoulder and you roll off the hood of the car and hit the concrete, maybe knock a couple of your fucking front teeth out, and you get up and go, "God damn, that was a bad fucking idea." Yeah.
The Rock jumps out of that building with a Gal Gadot and like his entire body just turns to jelly because that's what would happen.
Sure. The Rock gets off, walks up to pick up the giant Gatling gun that was on a helicopter. And he's like, "You know, I am really strong, but this thing's fucking heavy. I can't shoot this thing." And there's even not like a trigger for a hand.
He's got that cast on his arm and he goes to like smash it on that table to go join the fight. But really what happens is as soon as the cast falls off, his arm just falls the wrong way because it's so broken.
Yeah, or he snaps it when he breaks the cast off in the first place and just bends it all the way back. It's like, "Oh God, that was a terrible idea."
Oh no.
Man, turns out when the hospital tells you should stay here when you break your arm, they're not lying. I can't just break the cast off and go pick up stuff. Fuck. I've made a terrible choice. I'm going to go back.
Somebody bring me an extra pudding. This sucks.
Speaking of pudding, any other good news in the world the last week or two, Mike? You heard anything?
Oh, Jody, you know, speaking of pudding, and I'm glad that you brought this up. There was there's a guy who used to sell Jell-O, like way back in the 80s, Travis. I don't know if you remember him, but he was like a pretty famous guy. He had a sitcom on television with his name on it. His name was Bill Cosby.
Oh, are you talking about that guy? That was in those six Leonard movies?
Yeah, Travis. Wasn't he Ghost Dad?
He was also in the movie Jack with Robin Williams. Which is unavailable on Disney and has been since Disney Plus was a thing, which is interesting.
Word on the street is
also be available,
guys. And I don't know if you heard this, but like back in the day, Bill Cosby, he used to do a bunch of rapes.
Allegedly, sir.
And then he went to jail for said rapes.
Well, at least one. Allegedly.
Did he just go to jail for one of the rapes? Because, I mean, like, there's alleged that there's, like, 60 of them. But they just put him in jail for one of the 60 rapes?
3 to 10 years in prison for 60 rapes. It was just one, from what I understand. They got the charge to stick. And the way they did it was malicious, I guess, and not just and because of it. Technicalities, man.
Yeah, well, yeah, maybe. If the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit.
I think that what happened, and I could have this totally wrong, we are not a good news source, guys, but what I saw was that they did like a deposition on him for like a civil lawsuit where he said some shit, And they said during the civil thing, oh, don't worry about it, guy. This is just a civil thing. And so, like, maybe he was a little loose with what he was saying. And then they took what he said in the civil thing and they put that into a criminal thing. And so that's why he got off, because they were like, wait, you said this was just a civil thing.
But, like, police officers can do that, because I've been arrested before. I've been through the system once, and they say, listen, you can tell us anything, and, you know, this, that, and the other. What? No, police officers are not your friend.
Yeah, they'll say whatever they want to get you to say whatever they want.
Well, Jody, they probably couldn't say that to you either, but you probably didn't have, like, a really good lawyer. You probably had a shitty lawyer.
I didn't have representation at all, and I learned, that's the one thing I learned. Everybody says you this, that, and the other. The one thing I learned with my running with the police is don't fight with them, and also get an attorney.
Yeah. You didn't have that Casey Warner money behind you.
No, no. It was a much different experience, let me tell you. So
they probably saw you coming. They probably said, oh, this guy, he's a rube.
Notch in our belt.
We'll just tell him that he can't get in trouble.
I thought about it the other day. So just saw a sad little kid sitting there. They go, oh, this is going to be easy. We were watching interrogation videos on something, and I go, this is how they do it too, and it's pretty sick. Like, this is if I wasn't on the other end of this, I would be fascinated by how this works.
But that's like that's why Making a Murderer took the country by storm when they were privy to the police talking to that Brendan Dassey, and they're like obviously manipulating the shit out of him.
They do some shit in them rooms, and it's just crazy to think that how many times they've adjusted stories and made people confess to things that maybe they didn't do exactly the way they said they do. But that's fine. Only this time, like, no, Bill Cosby, that's my bad. We made a mistake.
Yep. Ooh, I guess we shouldn't have did that to Cosby lawyers.
Damn it.
Whoops. It worked for that earlier, dipshit last week.
Hey, he should just go rape that broad now. It's like, well, I don't know if I can get charged for it now.
That's double jeopardy. They made a movie of that with Ashley Judd.
This might be an unpopular opinion, and I don't even know if I really mean it. But, I mean, like, he went to jail for a time, and he's fucking humiliated, I think, and he's gonna die soon anyway. So
he's an old man. Have you seen him? No, time out. Have you guys seen Bill Cosby?
Oh, is he looking better? Has he been lifting weights?
He's been working out for the last 2 years. No. You need to look up pictures of Bill Cosby right now. Like, because his old glassy eyed, half dead pug face shit that
he was rope-a-doping us?
Dude, he's swole up. He's fucking working out.
No, he's not swole up. Come on.
Is that like when Harvey Weinstein grabbed the walker and stuff for his trial? Like, all of a sudden he was so frail.
I don't think he made his eye worse for effect, but I think like that was part of it. Like, he knew that eye was going on him, but he was kind of, oh God. But no, apparently he's just been talking to the inmates and fucking working out for the last 6-8 months. Cause he was like, I got my shit coming up.
Jody, he looks way better.
Like a class or something.
Oh, wow. No. Oh, no. We need to put him back in jail, Jody.
What?
Oh, he's out? But he's looking out. Fine. He's not going to die.
No, he's fine. He's going to go rape that broad.
Oh, Mike, no, I Jody. I take back what I said.
Furious. Maybe that's the end for the series. He shows up in episode two.
Jody, he's going to live a lot of years.
He roofies fucking Paul Walker. And he just leaves.
Cosby was the big bad the entire time.
Hey, you get a rocket launcher and he blows the whole fucking nursery up.
Yeah, oh, he's been attacking the Fast and Furious family for the entire franchise. He actually was bankrolling Ludacris in the very first movie to try to take out Vin Diesel.
Oh, man, he's so crazy.
He's smiling. I don't like this at all. I take back what I said.
Mike, I told you about the time that I saw Bill Cosby live, didn't I?
Did you see him before or after, you know?
It was way before. I would say probably 2005-ish. He played a college here near me in Stevens Point, Wisconsin. And we were jacked to see Bill Cosby. He was fucking Bill Cosby, right? There was no stigma attached to Bill Cosby at the time. And it was just like, how cool is it to go see Bill Cosby? So we
America's dad.
Yeah, we go to see Bill Cosby. It was amazing. And he was talking about how once he arrived there, they kind of gave him like a student liaison, right? To kind of show him around, drive him around, all that kind of stuff too. it was this gal and she's a shorter gal, and she was, I'm not going to say she was overweight, but she was a thicker gal. But he brought her up and talked about her and talked to her and said how nice she was and how she was showing him around the campus and stuff. And, you know, he was doing his kind of banter before he got into his stories, before he got into his act. And he brought her up and he said, he wanted to thank her, and he thanked the college for, you know, giving him a liaison and all that stuff. And, you know, he's talking about her. He's like, oh, and she's a cheerleader, I found out. And then he quickly turned in like a quick, like little Cosby look to the camera, but towards the crowd, and sure, said, I bet she's not the top of the pyramid. That was a pretty good cringe moment where, in front of hundreds and hundreds of people, this person he was just giving very nice compliments to that probably helped him all day long and was excited, sure, to do it, pretty it much in front of all of this crowd said, this fat girl probably is not on top of the pyramid.
My liaison's a big fatty, you see.
Now let's talk about my childhood friend, yeah, Tyrone.
Maybe next time, lay off the pudding pop doll.
I will tell you what, one of the worst things that ever happened in my life, besides the discontinuation of Ecto Cooler, was not having legitimate Jell-O pudding pops still available. There are knockoffs that you can get by like the Popsicle brand, which are pretty good and pretty close.
Not the same thing though.
But nothing touches Jell-O pudding pops.
God damn it, Bill Cosby.
He ruined.
What if Bill Cosby? Hang on, I got it. What if Bill Cosby and O.J. Simpson start a podcast?
I'd listen to that.
I would listen to it.
I would probably definitely listen to that. Listen to it.
Yeah. No, without a doubt, I would. I'd listen to it every week. Yeah.
I'd probably subscribe to that. I'm not going to lie. There's a hello Twitter world.
Mm-hmm. You'd see
the problem. Oh, man. They're just hanging out in Florida doing Florida man shit.
You think they would like do little winks to the camera about the crimes they got away with, Jody?
I think it would be like the next best buddy comedy or like fucking reality TV show. Just Bill Cosby and O.J. Simpson together hanging out. I might have to get a campaign to get this started now. Shit, they both.
I think let us campaign for a reboot to the Grumpy Old Men series starring Bill Cosby and O.J. Simpson.
You know, grumpy old black men.
And we just put that in the thing. There's a guy. He's like a real estate agent, and he has like five podcasts with old wrestling guys, where like he interviews old wrestling guys, and he goes to them and says, hey, man, I want to start a podcast with you. It'll be your podcast. I'll run it. And you just, yeah, I'll call you every week. And that's what we need to get into. We just need to call Bill Cosby and somehow, I don't know how. How do you get a hold of Bill Cosby?
He's probably busy. He's probably busy right now. I'm going to assume he's had a few phone calls lately. But
but like they probably don't want to do the work. So we just got to get like a Skype thing like this, Travis. And like me and you will sit back and just kind of
Zoom.
Facilitate the OJ and Bill Cosby conversation.
I feel like if we did specifically for Bill Cosby, if we approached him and said to him, are you familiar with the television program The Office? And I would assume he would be in some capacity and be like, did you know that years after the program ended, there's a very successful podcast with two of the stars of The Office called The Office Ladies Podcast. What I propose to you, Mr. Cosby, is Dr. Cosby, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, he's a doctor.
Is that we break down The Cosby Show episode by episode.
Oh, that'd be cool.
And then, after we talk about an episode of The Cosby Show for a couple of minutes, then we'll get to some juicy stuff, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we got to talk about the Cosby Show a little bit.
When filming the episode of the Cosby Show where you taught Theo a life lesson about, what it actually costs to be an adult, you know, when he starts with $500 and it got to take away $50 for groceries, got to take away this much money for rent. That very poignant episode where he was teaching his son a life lesson. Who did he rape in craft services?
With 60 rapes spread out, Travis, we're bound to find a rape like during one of those episodes. There's a lot of rapes.
One up. At least one. A simple one. I dropped a quaalude
And like Jody said, you can't be tried twice, right? So it's the double jeopardy. You can say anything you want because they can't try you again.
That's interesting.
I like it.
But they can't try him for the rape they already tried him for, but they could try him for one of the other ones. Definitely. Or like once you've been let go for rape, you can do all kinds of rapes.
I mean, I like the science behind it. I'm going to follow the science, but I don't think that's law.
I feel like you can only do the rape on the same person.
Okay, so if I attempt murder you and like they take me to court and I get off and they find that I didn't attempt to murder you.
Somehow they prove that Travis was actually trying to kill you.
Can I not get double jeopardied for any other attempted murders? Like, am I only free from attempted murder?
Because, right, like, because the Ashley Judd movie was what?
Yeah, sure. It's got to be the same person.
Her husband faked his death. They tried her for his death. Turns out he wasn't dead, so they let her out of jail, and then she killed him. She couldn't be tried again. That's double jeopardy.
We're going to start a fucking law podcast here, because if it's attempted murder versus a murder, like, you can't murder somebody twice. For sure. You know, you can't bring him back. Like, OJ can't dig up Nicole Brown Simpson and stab her body.
Oh, so they thought Ashley Judd's husband was dead. And so they tried him for murder.
Yep.
Right.
And then he wasn't dead. So they let her out. And then she murdered him. And so then she couldn't get double jeopardied.
Right. She couldn't get double jeopardied because she already was let out on his murder.
Yep.
Even though it was another murder? There's a different murder, though, Travis.
If I killed you and you died and then came back to life,
you'd be a zombie.
And let me out of prison, I could kill you and they couldn't arrest me for it. Double jeopardy. Wow. Final jeopardy.
So if I die, but then I come back and then I kill you for killing me.
Oh, you're going to jail.
But I'm dead. You came back to jail. I'm dead.
You came back to life.
Well, I came back to life, so now I'm a minor, right? You can
be killed again. Jody, if somebody else kills you, listen, if somebody else kills you, that's murder. If I kill you again, that ain't nothing. That's double jeopardy, baby.
Jody, let me ask you a question. Do you have what you would say? I don't think any of that law checks out, by the way.
Yeah, don't follow. We are not lawyers. Yeah, guys, don't. We're not presenting legal advice.
If you've already murdered somebody, don't murder them again, because we don't know if that checks out.
Sure.
Jody, do you have what you'd say is like a pick of the week? Something you want the people to know about, Jody?
I have a pick of the week. I like to get high and watch nature shows. That's like a thing of mine. So I recently got Hulu, which is pretty cool. I've been watching like Modern Family, which makes a lot more sense now that I've seen the beginning and stuff like that. But like I watched a nature documentary the other evening. It's a series on National Geographic. It's on Hulu. It's called Dead by Dawn. And it's like a 6-part series about bugs and creatures and animals and shit. And there's like a really deep voice, like Tony Todd type person that's narrating the whole time. It's pretty fucking sweet. You should check it out.
Dead by Dawn. It's about bugs.
It's about like bugs and snake. It's just, you know, it's like a creepy side of like nature, and nature is metal and shit like that. Like stuff getting eaten and bats and snakes and all kinds of wild shit. Like there was an episode on sand and there's like these weird ass sand fish snake things that like go through the ground, like the sand, like a trimmer. You remember Tremors, Kevin Bacon back in the day, a little worm thing?
Hell yeah.
There's like these fucking lizards just chilling out on the sand, hanging out in the dark. And then all of a sudden the sand starts moving around it. And it's like this goddamn lizard, you know, and it's just, there's this deep voice dude. He's like, and then the vampire crabs eat the dead leopard or whatever the fuck. It's pretty sweet. Just check
Let me ask you a question real quick. You're into this stuff. Are you super jazzed about the new ABC program with Helen Mirren narrating? Yeah.
Yes,
the nature program.
Second pick of the week. That's a fucking amazing show.
It's like they're doing like a mystery science theater to nature. Yeah. Nature.
It's like programs. America's Funniest Home Videos over National Geographic, and they're just like, "What up, girl?" And it's like, "Fuck you." They're just gazelles and stuff. It's a pretty sweet show. Yeah.
Travis, pick of the week. Pick of the week is the Tomorrow War. It sucks. It's not good. But it's fine. Like it's something to watch. Like it's stupid, Travis. It's a bad movie. But like when it's over, you're like, oh, okay, that was something I could waste 2 hours watching. And I thought that it would have had like a cool twist ending. It didn't really. In fact, I would say that like the people, they were very irresponsible. When you see the end of the movie, just remember I said that they were very irresponsible the way they handled things. So yeah,
I love these movies like that though, Mike. Like I yesterday I watched The Ice Road with Liam Neeson.
Oh my God, it's so great, isn't it?
It's not good, but I enjoyed it. Right, like it reminds me of movies like.
Bullshit.
Like Hard Rain with Christian Slater and shit, like where it's just they're not good, but I was entertained for an hour and 40 minutes.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
I don't mean to interrupt your pick of the week. We had a Twitter conversation about this, and I want to bring it up just in case you guys haven't investigated further. Have you heard of this movie called The Pawn Shop Chronicles?
The Pawn Shop Chronicles.
This is a movie that happened in like 2016, I think. Is an all-star cast. It's one of these fucking – it's got Paul Walker in it. That's funny. We were talking about him earlier. And I asked you guys in a group chat because somebody mentioned it to me. Said, hey, you should check out this movie. And I looked up the cast and watched the trailer. It was fucking crazy. Like the amount of people that were in this movie. And I go, I've never heard anything about this. What is this fucking movie? It just – it's an action with a whole crazy bunch of people. Yeah, Pawn Shop Chronicles. You should look into that if you haven't.
You said
that's like
had
that movie that I recommended a handful of weeks ago that was on Netflix that I started. It was like a heist movie. Yeah. And it was like, holy shit, there's like 40 people in this movie. How did I never hear of this?
Shit. Yeah, it's amazing. And somebody just dropped this one, and I haven't got to watch it yet because I haven't had the time. I just heard about it the other day. But like, I watched the trailer for Pawn Shop Chronicles, I think it's called.
Where can people... view this motion picture?
Netflix, maybe Netflix or Hulu. It's one of the like the top, you know, things. It's not one of the specialty shows.
Oh shit, baby! The second thing that comes up when you Google Pawn Shop Chronicles is Ending Explained.
So right,
it must have a sweet ending. I'm excited for that.
Gator Mike, pick of the week.
Yeah, Travis's pick of the week this week is legendary filmmaker Richard Donner, who we just lost this week. I would say go back into his extraordinary catalog of motion pictures, ranging from Scrooged, Goonies, the Lethal Weapon series, and celebrate one of these men who gave us so many amazing movies. Keep his spirit alive. It's a testament to people's creativity and that this man will live forever for generations beyond his lifetime for what he's given us in cinema. So Richard Donner, go watch Lethal Weapon.
Rest in peace, dog.
Guys, we did it.
We made it.
Jody.
All the problems went away, Mike. They like the first half was a little gremlin-y. Second half was great.
Jody, we appreciate you hanging out with us, buddy. Is good times. Guys, the Po Boys podcast, it's on iTunes and all those things. Check out the Po Boys podcast. Follow Jody on Twitter at Po Boy Pod. We'll do it again next week. Thanks, guys. Goodbye.
Thanks, Jody. Good to talk to you, buddy.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to this installment of WFOD. To enjoy our back catalog, visit WFODshow.com and be sure to share the show with a friend. Thank you to our Patreon sponsors for their continued support, Amanda Napier, Liquid Lozenge, Valerie Carpenter, and Brian Kranz. If you would like to donate to keep this pirate ship afloat, visit patreon.com/WFODix. Follow us on social media, email any one of us with our name at WFODshow.com, or leave us a voicemail at 636-487-HAND. A thank you also goes out to Carl Casey at White Bat Audio for the music we used this week. Until next time, signing off. Goodbye.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
I fucking hate video. I was talking to Mike about it earlier. I don't know where you stand on it, Travis. I don't know if you're looking to be a YouTube fucking show, but I like the idea of audio. I like the idea of pirate. I hate the fact that you got flagged for using, you know how bad I wanted to start singing with my idol hairs. Like, it sucks, man. Fuck video. I'm sick of it. It's ruining all the best shows. You guys, nobody wants to see your stupid fucking faces.
So
nobody wants to see my stupid half a face. That's why I'm in black
well,
light.
Jody, so the idea is that we're going to have growing pains, but my hope is that like I get good enough at this that it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
Mike, can we do an episode where we just tear apart stupid white girl memes? Like, I'm going to read one. I just pulled out like,
yeah, we could do that right now. I got like another 30 minutes. What you got?
Yeah, let's do a future episode. Like this one says like, sometimes I forget how rich I am. My hot water works on a dime. My AC works when I need it to. I can go to any grocery store and purchase what I please to eat. I have a clean kitchen to cook in. I have a clean shower to bathe in. Sometimes I forget I am beyond blessed. And by the way, bathe is not spelled bathe, it's spelled bath. I have a clean shower to bath in. So I would love to aside an hour in the future to just collect these things and talk about how stupid they are.
And can now Travis presents white girl memes.
Right. I like this. Yeah, you should just put some music to it. Royalty free or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, just a bunch of fucking synth songs.
So gay, dude. I gotten one in 4 years, you know, and it's just, I don't know if it's a real thing or if it's just like a robo thing. It just pisses me off.
It's a robo
thing. I feel like it's something, it's missing. And I hate to be that way if I'm being too honest right now. I feel like you not being able to fuck around with music is really missing from the show, and it's bugging me, but I still enjoy the show.
No, I know.
You guys talk.
Yeah, I liked doing that. It was a big part of the show.
I'm just saying, like, dude, fuck off.
But,
I think somebody reported me the first time, or maybe it was right when the Sheens started getting involved with the track listing and shit, and they flagged a Kanye song.
Yeah, I mean, I can say fuck off
episode,
and then Podbean will delete 11 years worth of content of our page.
Well, I know COVID played a part in it because so many more people took to the internet. So they like really doubled down on copyright infringement.
Yeah.
And it's not done by people. It's done by algorithms. So yeah,
machines.
Yeah, they could be completely wrong half the time.
And you know what? Guy, you know what's so fucked
Dan
up?
Soder is the comedian.
Oops, yeah, sorry. Yeah, I know Dan Soder.
He got flagged on the Bonfire for singing Crash Test Dummies.
For singing it.
He's an impression guy, so he was like, "Well, there was a gear."
You know what's fucked up? Did you see that story about the cop that was playing Taylor Swift on his phone
to try to get the YouTube videos kicked off?
And it didn't get kicked off. It's like, we got kicked off for a fucking Taylor Swift song. What the fuck? That's
some dark side shit. They're like, yeah, just play music when you're committing a hate crime. It's fine. They won't be able to play on YouTube.
Well, I don't think he was committing a hate crime. I think he was just doing his fucking job. But
right,
it's fucking funny that they left it up because he like intended to get it flagged.
Yeah, it's he's like fuck it. You're not going to show us cops doing shit we shouldn't necessarily be doing. Whoops.
You're not going to show us cops generally kind of being a dick, but
this is for sure going to flag on YouTube with your kids and your TikToks. Yeah.